And good morning and welcome aboard. We have a special edition of Community Connection today. We're talking with Downtown Bartlesville and Visitors, Inc. Lots of fun. Maria Gus is with us. How you doing? Good times?
Good.
We're always great to see you. And, of course, we have Mark Haskell, whom I just met just a little bit ago, and also Tim Hudson, who I just met a couple seconds ago.
Hello.
Good morning.
So we've got the 10th Annual Ghost Walk coming to town. Tell us a little bit about this ghostly thing.
Well, we are hosting the 10th annual. So we've been doing it for 10 years, hosting this ghost walk that helps people learn a little bit about history, but then they also get to walk through downtown and hear some spooky stories. And when we started this whole thing 10 years ago, we really tried to focus on stories that had some sort of tie to Bartlesville or to the area. Of course, there's more ghost walk locations, and we've had 10 years now. We've had to pull spooky stories from the region because we ran out of spooky stories. Or
how do you run out of spooky stories?
Right, I know. Well, listen.
Ones that are appropriate.
For right.
Now we got the qualifier now.
Yes, exactly.
Good now. Thank you very much.
And you know, the great thing is that Debbie Neese at the Bartlesville Area History Museum has just been so helpful in getting us some really great stories and writing some history so that then our writers can get in and, you know, tell a great story that will maybe hopefully sort of chill your spine or make you think a little bit about that shadow around the corner.
Yeah, the way we like to describe it is we start with the facts and then we embellish them just a little bit.
Oh, good. Kind of like Grandpa.
It's always better that way.
Yeah, his fish stories are like fine wine. They get better with time.
Exactly.
So does it cost anything to go on this?
Yeah, it's $10.
Yeah.
So it's quite a bargain because you get six locations. We do, you have a tour guide. They walk you through the locations, give you a little history of the downtown area you're in, the buildings as you go by. We have actors from Theater Bartlesville and other areas that help bring these stories to life. We have Bill Sheverton from the Community Center does our special effects at each location. So we pull in people from lots of different areas downtown, make it a big communal effort here. And so it's actually quite a bargain for about an hour and a half of entertainment. So.
Very good. I want to get Tim in here for just a little bit. You're the creative director here. How creative do you get? Is there any limit to this?
I try not to be very creative. I mean, I just take what's there and just make it fun.
That's really awesome.
I'm really excited about some of the actors this year. We have, if anyone saw Becky's new car at Theater Bartlesville, we have several of the actors from that.
All right, great.
Alan Jenches, who you may have heard of or possibly voted for city council member, should be good. And the stories, I think, it's kind of a greatest hits of years past, and we've reworked a couple of them, and they're the best stories out of 10 years, I think.
Oh, yeah, great.
Some
this
of our
great.
Favorites, for sure. You know, the very first ghost walk we did, we started at Frank and Lola's, and I think, you know, it all sort of happened organically together, but when when Adam Gilbert and Katie Gilbert moved into the Buford building to put Frank and Lola's in, they kept telling this story about how there was some sort of ghost, and she was doing something. She would move, she would knock the salt and pepper shakers over, she would open the bathroom door, she would close the ice maker, and she never did any of that to the women that were in the building, only to the men. And so upon some research, they discovered that back in the day, the basement of Frank and Lola's served as a location where someone may meet a woman of the night, shall we say. And there may have been some altercations that happened in the past. And so we created this character. They named the ghost Estelle. And so we created a character based on Estelle, who maybe did not have some very good luck with one of her customers. And she likes to give the gentlemen that work at Frank and Lola's a little bit of a hard time. But here is the crazy part, you guys. So we started this ghost walk 10 years ago. I had the privilege of playing Estelle on the ghost walk. And then I had told my friends up in Oklahoma City at State Tourism to come, you know, take a look. It was such a cool story. And so they went into Frank and Lola's and they were telling that, they were trying to collect some spooky stories. Mm-hmm. So they were telling that story of Estelle. They even shot like a little video and it made me look like a little ghost. This was a Discover Oklahoma crew. And when they got back to Oklahoma City, the whole tape was nothing but static. And yes, I mean, we all kind of got chills. And so, and I mean, they had checked it before they left. It was all working. They got back. It was all static. And so they came back and shot it again. But they were all definitely a little creeped out mm-hmm. by Estelle there at the basement of Frank and Lola's. And so I'm excited this year. Yeah. Dana Gore is going to play Estelle and tell that story. And her husband, Elmo, actually helped with that particular story and kind of reworked it. And she's full of sass and ready to entertain some more gentlemen callers.
And not all of them this year are going to be scary.
Oh, yeah.
We got at least one funny one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you got to have one. You got to have one real character in there that you just to really set the mood, you know.
And listen, just because you're dead doesn't mean you can't still be funny.
Oh, sure. Deadpan humor. Anybody hear that? Oh, no. Yeah, never mind. Yeah. Never mind.
Put that on my headstone.
Yeah. Great humor. Yes, now, this is going to be October 23rd and 24th, and the tours, do you have two tours, or is it just one that runs up from 6 to 8:45?
No, it's each. We have groups of about 25 to 30 people that leave every 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So we do 12 groups each evening. The last one, first one starts at 6, last one goes out at 8:45. We actually encourage people to come early, buy your tickets for a later time, and then mm-hmm. go have dinner or you know, walk around downtown a little bit and come back and join your tour group.
Well, that'd be great. And it's only $10, man. That's the best part right there.
And you'll see all your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We typically get between 600 and 700 people over two nights.
That is unbelievably great.
One thing I would love to mention, though, is that we do need more volunteers. Oh. And every tour, like Mark said, leaves every 15 minutes. And each tour has two tour guides. So it's a perfect opportunity for a couple maybe to volunteer together, or maybe a mom and her older teenage child. They could accompany that tour. And then that's a great way to not only see the stories, but you know, get to experience a little bit more of that magic for the evening. So it's really fun. But if you're interested in volunteering, you can contact us at Visit Bartlesville. You can call 918-336-8709, or you can sign up on Facebook. There's a way to get in touch with us there, but please get in touch with us if you're interested in volunteering.
Now, this gets underway. We start out right there at the Hilton Garden. Everybody knows where that is. And then I'm seeing a couple of different tracks there. It looks like a figure eight that we have running downtown.
That's right. Our locations this year are we go to the to Visitors, Inc., also known as the
Visit
Convention
Bartlesville.
And Visitor Bureau and Visit Bartlesville. We have all kinds of names for them. Then we're going to go to Three Kids and a Cake on 2nd Avenue. Mm-hmm. We'll come around to the Boulevard Color Company on Frank Phillips. Then the Haskell Event Space, around the corner to Theater Bartlesville, and across the street to Fat Tire Bike Shop.
There you go. And everybody knows where all those locations are. It's going to be really a nice little tour in the evening. Weather's going to probably be just a little on the chill side, but not cold, just enough to make it nice and comfortable, I imagine.
Yeah, we always hope for a little chilly. It seems to bring out more costumes that day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I hate getting dressed up in Halloween get up when it's still, you know, 85, 90 degrees. It's just a little unbearable.
I will say the on the volunteer side, mm-hmm. we do on Monday and Tuesday evening, October 14th and 15th, mm-hmm. we do a volunteer orientation at our place, the Haskell Event Center. Mm-hmm. And so it's easy. We give you a script of the history of the locations in the area. Mm-hmm. We'll walk through the locations. So the whole thing is easy and making fun. And a lot of people come for one, and they have so much fun, they sign up for one the next night. And so it's a way to be involved and get a little bit of the behind-the-scenes look and
Well, I want to third that. Bartlesville is such a great place to get involved in things, and there's so many great people and great organizations and everything. And let this be your entryway into volunteering in Bartlesville. And I know everybody sits back and thinks, I can't do that. Trust me, if I can do this, you can do this. You can do it. Come and join us.
If Tim can do it, really, anyone can do it.
Boy, Tim, I don't know how that's going over there. I'm thinking we're in a rough room here.
I'm lucky.
We love each other. That's why we give each other a hard time.
I can tell. This is really a fun group here. And once again, this is coming up on the 23rd and the 24th, and it's only $10. You got a ton of sponsors that are making this all possible. And, you know, a little shout-out to them. That's great.
Yeah, we have some awesome sponsors that come back really almost every year to help us. The, you know, Phillips 66 and ConocoPhillips, of course, Visit Bartlesville, Southern Abstract, ACNH Services, the Hilton Garden Inn. We couldn't do this without them. First Investment, the Sedoras Companies, Arvest, the Community Center, the Chamber of Commerce, the Truity Credit Union, Bank First, the Bartlesville Monthly Magazine, and the Stotts Archambault Muggenberg are really just awesome supporters for us.
Well, this is wonderful. This is my first Halloween here in Bartlesville, and right now, I got a pretty good idea. I think where we're going to be going. So, cool. I've got a 12-year-old, and she likes all this spooky stuff all of a sudden. Used to be she'd hide under her bed if you said boo, and now it's like, hey, Halloween's kind of fun. So,
well, and I think that's, you actually said the right word. It's spooky, not scary.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to have chainsaw people chasing you or anything like that, but it's the name of the game is spooky and fun, and
she loves the story,
your time and your friends.
Yeah. And it's you know, it's not a haunted house, but it is definitely something where you might get a little bit spooked and you get to learn a little bit of history. You know, we're talking about places like Blatt's Bar, where the first shootout happened in the state of Oklahoma on Statehood Day, and we're talking about Elmer Purdy.
Yeah.
Elmer Purdy was Elmer McCurdy, not Elmer Purdy. Mm-hmm. Elmer McCurdy. He was. You should look him up.
That's my favorite story
it's
here
a
lately.
Crazy
it's really
story. And he's not only was he a bank robber that was met an untimely end here in Oklahoma, but he was also on all kinds of shows and movies. I mean, it's a crazy, crazy story.
As nutty as this sounds, the story of that guy began when he died.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's not like the spooky part. That's reality. I mean, it got crazy after he died.
Yeah.
So you want to see that.
Yeah. And that one's a great one. And then we're telling the story of John Stink. A lot of people in Osage County know who John Stink is, and he was a famous or well-known in Pawhuska Native American man who they thought he died, but he didn't die. And so then he was always just sort of an interesting character in Pawhuska. So that's a really good story. And so we just want to have fun, and we want people to be entertained. And maybe you'll also get a little bit educated, too. That's kind of the side deal.
Now, how do we find out more about this? Is it on the website?
Absolutely. It's you can go to our Facebook page.
Okay.
So if you go to Facebook and then look up the Bartlesville Ghost Walk, you can find it there. You can also go to visitbartlesville.com, and that has a link to all kinds of information. That has a link to signing up for volunteers and getting ready to give us a call, any of those things. So visitbartlesville.com is a great place to land.
All righty, and thank you very much for being our guest today.
Do you know your Medicare rights and responsibilities? Call Phoenix Insurance and find out. 918-336-5460. This is KWON Bartlesville, K227CQ Bartlesville.
News on the hour. Real news, real reporting.
I'm Steve Kaifin. House Democrats cry obstruction as the Trump administration blocks a deposition from an American diplomat in the impeachment inquiry. California's Adam Schiff says he was looking forward to hearing from Gordon Sondland.
The ambassador has text messages or emails on a personal device, which have been provided to the State Department, although we have requested those from the ambassador. Those messages are also deeply relevant to this investigation.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says it follows ex-Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker's time on Capitol Hill.
That treatment is the reason why the administration and the State Department said we're not going to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same treatment.
President Trump says on Twitter the effort by House Democrats amounts to a kangaroo court. CBS's Nancy Cordes. After